Okay, thank you so much to everybody who has come here. It's a tremendous bracha, it's a tremendous opportunity to pair and to partner together with the Orlando Torah community, the Orlando Torah Center, together with Rabbi Kramer. I'm very excited to hear this year of an extremely, extremely timely topic because, of course, you know, it's the convergence of technology and halacha and what's modern day and everything together. I was pushing for like AI and copyright, but I guess maybe that's like a little too popular, a little too current, right? But nonetheless, it's going to be exciting, and Rishon, we're all looking forward to this year. And it's very apropos, of course, you know, when I first initially announced this year, I said, the Thanksgiving, I was like, no, legal holiday. Because like, well, I've been in Eretz Yisrael for close to 20 years. To be honest, I actually forgot when Thanksgiving is. I'm not even going to lie. I will fully admit that. Not because of, God forbid, I'm not a patriotic American, because it's not part of the day-to-day, it's not part of the zeitgeist of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, you have Americans that come, maybe the yeshiva students, the parents come and visit them, they take them out, I don't know, to the Waldorf, to the Dan, whatever, that I was not part of that echelon. So I didn't really celebrate the Thanksgiving to that degree, although my grandfather, who fought in the Korean War, which, you know, obviously he was a very patriotic American, it was very much part of our bones, part of our culture. So Thanksgiving, you know, it's probably, one could argue, forgetting the, obviously, the clearly halachic ramifications and discussions, which I'm sure many people have spoken about over the years, it is a very Jewish holiday. And I'll explain to you exactly what that means. Why? Because it's very apropos, actually, that it comes out on this week's parsha, Parsha's Vayetze, right? Because this week's parsha, of course, Leah gives birth to a fourth son. That son is Yehuda. Vatoymer, the pasuk tells, Vatar oid vatelet bein. Vatoymer, hapam oides Hashem. Al kein. The Torah tells us that Leah gave birth to her fourth son. Now I shall give thanks. Now I shall give thanks for having this one. And therefore she named that child Yehuda. It's a very fascinating thing. Because why? Like, now I shall give thanks. Seemingly, you should have given thanks prior to that point. And Rashi tells us, Rashi, the commentator on that pasuk, tells us. But apam oides Hashem, she said, I've taken more than my fair share. Rashi also, Maseches Brachos, tells us, what is it? Because she made a cheshbon. She said, I know Baruch HaKodesh, I know that Klal Yisrael is destined to have 12 shvatim. If there's four wives, right? Even I could do this particular math. Each child is going to have, each mother is going to have how many children? Four boys. No, three boys. Yeah, I was just checking, just making sure, right? Three boys. She had a fourth one. Oi, I clearly have gone over my allotted amount. Ah, Pam Oides Hashem. Now I appreciate it. This is a very interesting thing. I mean, that implies that before that point, she was not going to have a hoida. She was not going to have a sense of gratitude and appreciation for what she had. If she only had three, she wouldn't have appreciation. So this is the classic question that the Mefarshim ask, which is, how in the world, why is it, Apam, now I shall give thanks? As if to say before, she wouldn't give thanks. Perhaps we could explain it like this. And it's actually very fascinating. The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us that until Leah, no one had given thanks up until that point. Apam Oides Hashem. There's different interpretations that it's she was the first one to ever name her child after a sense of gratitude. But the seeming understanding of the Gemara is that up until that point, no one had reached this level, this status of gratitude until Leah itself. And perhaps we could give an explanation. Why exactly is that case? Because in essence, again, she made this calculation, as I mentioned before. Each mother is going to have three boys. The fact that I have a fourth one, I clearly have gone beyond. But I think that we can maybe explain a little differently. It's not that she would never have had gratitude. Of course she would have gratitude from before. But in the gratitude and the appreciation of that, as much as Hashem said, there's going to be 12 Shvatim, we're destined to have 12 Shvatim, it's part of the fabric of the cosmic reality of what's going to be the future of Klal Yisrael. So of course, I have to be a part of that, so I have to have three boys. But to see that she had a fourth one, she said, wow, I've taken more of my chelik, because the truth is, there was no chelik. This is a big point. That there is no chelik, the idea that, oh, this is what's magia li, this is what is coming to me, this is what is expected to me, that entire calculation, that entire perspective is completely false retroactively. Meaning to say that she looked at the reality that she had a fourth child, saying that even the first three weren't even given to me per se. And I think that's the attitude, the attitude of gratitude, of looking at everything through the prism of, it's not expected to me. The idea that, oh, I have, you know, normal people have two hands. The fact that I don't have a hand, I should be thankful that I only have one hand. No, I should have two hands. The fact that I have two hands, I should be thankful that I'm normal? The answer is yes, because everything inherently is given to us as a matnas chinam, as purely a pure on gift. And that perspective colors everything in the past. It's not just, well, I had three kids, of course. But the fourth one, in essence, reactivated that sense of akara of everything else, of that recognition for everything else prior to that point, that everything else was purely a matana min hashamayim. That's what it means. That up until Leah, no one had ever given gratitude to the Pilpa, because that level of gratitude, the sense of, okay, of course I get it, was never truly reached. Gratitude, of course, you can have gratitude, you can be appreciative. But to understand that we are nothing, that we are nobodies, that we don't deserve anything. I'm on the Vardik, right? I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody, I don't deserve anything. And yet David HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gives it to me? Wow. Apam Oides Hashem. That's a tremendous, tremendous thing. So I have tremendous appreciation, of course, to Rav Kramer, to the entire Kehila. I myself personally, I'm appreciative that coming in as like a mamash azar. Nobody knew who I was, and to be taken in so beautifully, so well. Of course, Rabbi Goldberg, I want to appreciate and to thank the Rose for providing the needed support to be able to have the food. I want to thank the Ergases for making it was mamash. Oof, I tasted the. I want to appreciate the salad. Where's Carlos? Carlos, where are you? Where is he? The food. Oh, the salad's the best. It's the best.
He made the salad.
Okay, listen. You provided the moral support. At the end of the day, we appreciate it tremendously, and we look forward to hearing this year. Shkoyach.